Hi, my name is Paul Hennebury, and I'm the founder of Telos Theological Ministries and Telos Biblical Institute. I want to take a minute, if I may, to explain why Telos is valuable. The times we are living in are postmodern times, or even post-postmodern times. The essence of postmodernism, in all its forms, is the rejection of any grand explanation of anything. Of course, the Bible, being the Word of God, is that grand explanation, so automatically the Bible is ruled out. Now, along with this rejection comes an openness to personal opinion or preference, where we stand back and decide what makes sense to us. It's actually not a new thing. It's exactly what Eve did before she took the forbidden fruit. In Genesis 3:6, we read that she saw that it was good for food. That agreed with what God had said in the previous chapter. It was pleasant to the eyes. That also agreed with what God said. And a tree desirable to make one wise. Well, that was not what God said. That's what the devil said. You see, what she was doing is that she was taking a bit of what God said and taking a bit of what Satan said and putting them together and deciding for herself what was true and what she was going to believe. In other words, what we've always wanted to do as human beings is to be the decision makers. The conclusions we arrive at regarding the big questions of life need to mean something to us. But you know, that is our problem. Like Eve, we want to believe some of what God says and then throw in our 10 cents worth. Well, at Telos, we believe that position is all wrong. We are not in any position to alter or spiritualize or typologize plain and clear promises which God has revealed to us. Whether the revelation is about how long it took him to make the heavens and the earth, we believe it took him 6 literal days, or his covenant promises to Israel, or to the church, or anything else that God has said. It is our business to believe that God knows what he's doing, and that even though we can't figure it out how he's going to do it, that he's going to do it because he said he's going to do it. That's the essence of faith. Remember, in John 21, verses 20 through 23, how quickly a misunderstanding came about regarding the Lord's words about John. We read there, "Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who also had leaned back on his breast at the supper and said, 'Lord, who is the one who betrays you?' Peter, therefore, seeing him, said to Jesus, 'Lord, and what about this man?' Jesus said to him, 'If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me.' This saying, therefore, went out among the brethren that that disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but only, 'If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you?'" Can you see there that God has to repeat exactly what he said because the disciples had made up their own interpretation instead of believing what God said? But friends, all God's precious promises to us, all the words of comfort and hope, all the great fundamental doctrines of Christianity are all plainly stated on the pages of Holy Scripture. Why then would we persist in acting like Eve and reinterpreting the Bible and applying it where it doesn't apply? Now, I fully realize in saying that some listening to my voice will think, well, if he'd only been to seminary, I have. If he'd only read this book or that book by this latest scholar, well, I probably have. If he'd understood genre and typology and all of these other things, well, I think I do. Then he wouldn't say this. But friends, when have you ever tried to witness to somebody using typology? When have you ever tried to defend the faith using a spiritualizing interpretation? When have you ever tried to console or counsel anybody by pointing them to a shadow or a type of a truth instead of what the Bible plainly says? Folks, we don't do that, not when it really matters. It's not written mainly for academics to wrangle over. No, it comes to you. And God means what he says. It does take study, but God means what he says. You know, years ago, a man named C.I. Scofield put a study Bible together which encouraged thousands of God's people to study the Bible for themselves. Now, I'm not saying that he got everything right, but he was driven by the powerful notion to help his fellow Christians interpret the Bible for themselves, because it was God's word to them. We at Telos firmly believe in that philosophy. So we have developed a website, telosministries.com, where you can have access to scores of free articles and free audio presentations on all sorts of biblical subjects at various levels, even homeschool. We also have another website, telosonline.org, for those ministers who feel shortchanged, perhaps, by what they learned at seminary, or for those who just want to dig deeper. My great burden is for ministers throughout the world who couldn't afford a seminary education. At telosonline.org, you can take courses or full degree tracks at a minimal price to strengthen your faith and knowledge. Go to telosministries.com and check us out, or to telosonline.org and look at our school. What we're doing is important. There are precious few around today who believe the Bible means what it says. But if you are such a person, we covet your prayers for Telos and its ministry. If you feel you want to help us financially, you can donate to the ministry online. We won't send you a free pen or a special mug or anything like that, but you will get our heartfelt thanks for encouraging our outreach. When God makes a promise, he is going to keep it. That's what we teach at Telos. Thanks for listening. God bless you and yours.